Introducing Elvis Presley.
Built around the fiery personality of Elvis Presley.
Here is an Elvis Presley you've never seen before.
It's Elvis on a love campaign.
It's Elvis, Hawaiian style.
And Elvis takes both sides.
Elvis rocking and socking on the waterfront.
Elvis brings you the vacation of your life.
A different kind of man, Elvis Presley.
It's a new Elvis, one you've never seen before.
Viva Elvis, Viva and Margaret.
Now he crowns his meteoric rise to fame with a fiery burst of dramatic power.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Starring Elvis Presley podcast. I'm Libby.
And I'm Sheena.
And today we are talking about Jailhouse Rock.
Yes, this is a movie that Elvis fans absolutely love.
It's a classic.
It's just one of his most famous movies. There's so many famous lines from it.
Oh, yeah.
There's the famous, of course, Jailhouse Rock dance scene. This is one of the biggies.
Yeah, that's right. And this one's in black and white, so it was kind of a transition for me going from Loving You, which is in color, to this, which is in black and white. So I guess, is that a budget thing?
And maybe
for the studios at the time?
It could have been also a studio thing. This was Elvis's first movie for MGM, so I don't know if that played a part in it or not. But this opened nationwide November 8th, 1957. It peaked at number 3, and it was the 14th most successful film of that year, and by 1969, Variety reported its U.S. and Canada earnings had reached $4 million, which is comparable to that of The Wizard of Oz. That's pretty cool.
Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah.
Good to know. So did fans really like this? Or?
Oh, yeah. Oh, of course. Lots of screaming fans. And, you know, you still get that today. A couple of birthdays ago, I know we screened it during the Elvis birthday celebration here in Memphis. And fans were, again, I mean, sort of clapping and singing along just like they always have.
It's hard not to with Elvis.
I know, yeah. So this is such a fun movie.
So did the critics agree? Or was this kind of one of those, maybe not so much, and the critics? Or
the critics are the critics.
The critics are the critics.
but you know, but the fans, I think, were always happy with it, so that's what matters.
Yeah.
But it's gone down in history as one of Elvis's best movies, so that's what's kind of important.
So the plot to this one is interesting. This is the second time that we see Elvis's character kind of rise to fame. From it's a rags to riches story again.
It really
kind
is,
of like Loving You.
But it kind of is, except there's a little bit of prison time.
It starts off a little bit different.
Yeah, we see Elvis's character, Vince Everett, we see him right away in this one, instead of having to wait.
It's like less than a minute in,
and
as opposed to 20 minutes.
He's like a young working man who just got a good paycheck. He goes to a bar to celebrate, because who doesn't do that? But then he gets into this bar fight defending this lady's honor, and he kills a guy, which is a little
shocking. You're kind of wondering, what happened to this guy? Does he have a heart condition or something? Why did he die? So he goes to jail for not less than one, not more than 10 years for manslaughter.
Right.
And when he's in the penal farm, his bunkmate or his cellmate has a guitar, and he kind of shows him the ropes.
Right. And his His cellmate, I guess you'd say, hunk, he really sort of notices that Elvis is, or that Vince, not Elvis, is a talented guy.
To differentiate.
Right, and gets him some attention on a TV show as, you know, hey, look at this prisoner who's really talented.
Yeah.
And even as he gets out of jail, his fame sort of continues to rise. He meets up with a lovely lady named Peggy, who helps him basically get his career started.
Yeah, now this is where we kind of depart from the previous characters Elvis has played, and because you mentioned before we got started that you don't really see Vince Everett before he gets in that bar fight, so we think he's a normal guy. I kind of feel like prison has changed him a little bit. I feel like he's got a little snark, got a little attitude to him.
He's kind of snarky.
Yeah, I don't know if this is intentional. I mean, you still love Elvis. You still love Vince Everett. You're rooting for him. But he's got so much attitude with Peggy and with Hunk, you know, the guy, his cellmate, and really everyone around him. It's like, come on, you gotta calm down. You gotta take a chill pill. You gotta be nice to people.
Yeah, he definitely he talks back a lot.
Yeah,
I think his mama would be disappointed in how much he talks back in that baby.
And I mean, you love Elvis, so you want him to be just a good old boy, a nice chivalrous guy. But
it's because of that too. We get two really good lines. I feel like you get you know, when the girl asks him, you know, how do you like my outfit? And he's like, flippy, real flippy.
Yeah.
And then you have the famous line where he kisses Peggy, and, you know, it's not tactics, honey, it's just the beast in me, and just the way he says it, you know.
Yeah.
It's sort of a...
He delivers it very well.
He really does. It's a very good line and a very famous part of that movie. But, yeah, and then you sort of, the rest of the film is sort of him navigating his new career, his relationship with Peggy, both professionally and romantically.
Yes.
So, a lot of drama.
And he still makes some friends out of it, you know.
He does.
And you see it at the end kind of turn out the way it's supposed to. So,
yeah, definitely.
Hunk, his cellmate, was just having, here's the spoilers, y'all, was just having too much of his attitude. At one point, Elvis was like, you need to walk my dogs for me. You need to walk these two basset hounds for me. So he does that, and he's getting a little upset. You know, you're mean to me, you're mean to Peggy. And so what I actually like, it's so funny, because Elvis has been pushing this guy, this big guy around.
Yeah.
The whole movie, not the whole movie, but, you know, the past, the last portion of the movie. And so I keep thinking in the back of my head, Elvis, you don't even know what that guy was in jail for. And you're pushing him around, and you're getting him to walk his dogs, your dogs for him, and he's bigger than you.
He does know what he's in jail for.
Oh, does he?
Yeah, remember, not long after they're in there, he said he robbed a
bank.
Oh,
yes,
for the girl.
Yeah, he robbed
a
bank.
So he wasn't totally
violent. But still, he was in jail for like 18 years,
as
opposed to 18 months for Elvis. So I'm just saying, I wouldn't push around my former convict friends.
No,
I would be really
not.
Nice to them. But eventually, he has enough, and he starts to like take off his jacket and roll up his sleeves, and I'm like, well, you're going to get what you asked for, E. You know, you had it coming. And so he punches him, but he punches him in his windpipe, I think,
right.
And it bruises it, and they don't know if he's going to be able to sing or not.
Right, which, of course, he can, and he does at the end of the movie.
Yes, and that's the way it ends, and then, you know, they all forgive him because he said, hey. He didn't say, hey, I've been a jerk, but I kind of feel like...
Yeah.
That's what he's thinking. That's the way I rationalize it in my head.
Definitely.
Yeah. But it's a good movie.
Very good movie. And, of course, there's the famous, you know, Jailhouse Rock scene that we get about an hour into the movie that a lot of people consider to be the first music video of all time, which is
really cool to
know. And I love watching it. Every time you watch it, you just get so energized. Like, I kind of wish I had a giant jail I could go dance around in, I guess.
Sheena.
I'm not about to go commit a crime. But yeah, I love the choreography. It's so much fun to watch. And it's so famous. It's so iconic. I mean, you see Elvis in that prison outfit, you know exactly what movie it's from. You know exactly what song he's singing. It is so iconic.
And yeah. And it's
really
one thing to watch
scene.
That as a separate part of the movie, but
right.
you really have to watch the whole movie to get the best appreciation of it.
I think so.
I really liked watching the saxophone and trombone props, because those aren't real instruments. Those guys
they're
big cardboard cutouts. And so sometimes in big dance numbers, I like to pick out one or two people and look at their facial expressions
right.
the whole time. That will not disappoint. I highly recommend it. When you rewatch this movie, just try to pick out one or two people in the background and be like, what are they up to? What are they doing?
You can take your eyes off Elvis.
That's right. That's right. It'll be difficult. Have you got some trivia for us?
I do have some trivia. So, like I said, this was Elvis's first movie for MGM. And he was assigned Clark Gable's former dressing room, which how cool is that?
Wow.
From one major star to another. Elvis's character in this is, as we said, Vince Everett, but there were other names that were suggested. Vince Matthews, Vince Jackwood, Vince Ledway, Vince Edmonds, Vince Edwards.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know why they settled on Everett other than it sounds good.
Yeah, I like Vince Everett.
I do too.
I wonder why they didn't like...
I know.
They loved Everett. They loved Vince so much and not Everett.
It's so weird. stock footage of a North Carolina prison from a previous film was used for the prison that Vince was in. So if you want to imagine where this could have taken place, you could imagine maybe North Carolina.
All right.
Speaking of that famous dance scene, choreographer Alex Romero had originally planned for Elvis's character to do Fred Astaire type moves. But he kind of realized that wasn't going to work. Elvis dances like Elvis, right?
That's right.
So he asked Elvis to sing a couple of his songs as if he were performing them, you know, live on stage, and he watched his just natural movements, and that's really where he, how he redesigned the production number. And he based all of the choreography off of Elvis's natural dance moves and everything, which is very cool.
Yeah.
It's very Elvis-y.
Yes, so. That's so cool to think of, because that's what I was thinking while watching it, was how contemporary the moves were.
Yeah, very contemporary. And they felt just so...
organic.
It feels organic. It feels natural. It feels fresh, too. I mean, yeah. Even all these years later. I think that's because Fred Astaire dances like Fred Astaire. Gene Kelly dances like Gene Kelly.
Yes.
But no one dances like Elvis. And yeah. It just feels right. It yeah. just, it feels really cool. Really electric.
Yeah.
Speaking of that famous dance sequence, Elvis aspirated a cap off of one of his teeth that got lodged, and it became lodged in his lung. So, when he was hospitalized, the doctor had to part his vocal cords to retrieve it from his lung. And, of course, his famous voice, obviously, not harmed, thank goodness.
Man.
But the real life influenced the fiction, as the throat injury was then written into the script when Hunk punches Vince.
So that's what happens, right? So that's the reason. I wonder what the alternative ending would have been, or the alternative script.
Go back to 1957.
We need to find out. More coming soon. After this breaking news bulletin, after we find out what the alternative ending would have been.
Yeah.
That's so interesting.
Yeah, and Elvis was released from the hospital in California the same day as his parents and moved into their new home, Graceland.
Wow.
Yes, which is very cool. And Elvis actually didn't even, then, because they bought it in March while the movie was being made, he actually didn't even spend at a first official night in Graceland until June. We'll get to that in a minute.
Yeah.
During the production, Elvis's friend Nick Adams introduced him to actor-dancer Russ Tamblyn, and while visiting the Tamblyn Beach House, they worked on Elvis's dance moves, which, how cool would that be to...
Oh my gosh.
Stay by the beach and work on some dance moves.
Man, what a chore.
Yeah. during the production, Elvis received a wallaby as a gift from fans in Australia, but he wasn't able to keep it, so he donated it to a zoo, which is very nice.
Oh my gosh.
And when filming wrapped, Elvis boarded a train from Memphis, but he was so ready to be home and be in Graceland. He left the train in Louisiana, rented a car, and drove the rest of the way. So his first night spent in Graceland after filming Jailhouse Rock was June 26, 1957.
That is so cool.
That's really cool. I kind of love that he couldn't wait to get here.
Yeah.
But our sad bit of trivia, and I hate to say it's trivia, it makes it sound trivial, and it's not, was that Elvis's co-star Judy Tyler, she played Peggy, was newlywed, and after the movie wrapped, she and her husband were killed in a car accident while on a cross-country road trip, and Elvis was naturally very upset by this, and he didn't attend the premiere. I know he saw the movie, but he did not attend the premiere here in Memphis.
Man, that is so tough.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was so pretty.
So pretty, so young. I believe she was 24.
Was her last movie.
Right.
Man.
Very sad.
Yeah, very talented. Well, is that all the trivia we've got?
That's all the trivia we have.
Thank you for hanging in there with me, Sheena. Yes. I know you're battling a cold.
Yes.
And we're so thankful. We're so thankful you're here. You know, as always, if you want to come to Graceland and check out some of the movie magic that we have stored here in our VIP exhibit, it's from Teen Idol to Leading Man, Elvis in Hollywood.
Yes.
It's really cool. We've got outfits and scripts and awards. And lots of really cool insight that you might not know, and you definitely can't see anywhere else but here in Memphis.
Right, and if I'm not mistaken, I think Elvis's Jailhouse Rock script is actually in our I Shot Elvis exhibit, which is our photography exhibit here at Graceland, which is very cool to see.
Yeah, so. Yeah, which that's across the street, right?
Yeah, that's over at the plaza.
Over at the plaza. All right, well, thank you guys for tuning in, and make sure you watch us or listen to us next week when we cover
King Creole.
King Creole. All right, thanks, guys. Bye.